first message.
Hello, it's me. I'm going to make some dressed crab with spiced tomatoes and avocado puree. So I need two really ripe avocados, and we don't have any Tabasco sauce. You need to buy some of that. Some more garlic and coriander, some Chinese five spice, some paprika, and we need some good tomatoes. So I need some sun-ripened tomatoes, and I think we need some gelatin as well, so some gelatin powder. Okay, if you could bring that would be great.
Next message.
Hi, I think I'll make some white almond soup with prawns, mushrooms, and fresh herbs. So I need some tiger prawns, some almonds, sherry vinegar, some porcini mushrooms, and I need some asparagus to go with it, and some fresh mint, and maybe, I don't know, white wine, let's say, a Sauvignon Blanc. Okay, thanks, bye. You should change that message because it sounds like court martial, or court marsh somewhere out in the marsh. It just doesn't work. Anyway, I need to make black pudding pie, and so I need 2 teaspoons of raisins, a package of puff pastry, 500 grams. I need some black pudding, and I need some meat stock. So maybe you could borrow some from one of the neighbors or something. I need a ripe pear and some pine kernels. And we're out of eggs again. We need some organic eggs. And could you bring home some Rioja? Okay, thanks. Bye.
Next message.
You have to change that message. It's ridiculous. It sounds like court marsh. I'm going to make some nougat ice cream with sultanas and wine. So I need some sultanas, some sweet sherry. Like, I guess you're going to have to get a whole bottle. And a vanilla pod, the real vanilla pods. I need some whipping cream and some Spanish nougat. And I'm also going to make the saffron ice cream to go with it. So I need more cream. I need double cream and some saffron. And it says saffron filaments or powdered saffron, but I haven't been able to find powdered saffron forever, so I think it's going to have to be the filaments. Okay, that's it for now. Okay, so it's tripa di bacalhau, and I need some cod tripe. So, I don't know, maybe Chinatown or something. I need some cannellini beans, the dry ones, not the canned ones. And, Uli, be quiet, please, I'm talking on the phone. And I need some Italian plum tomatoes. I think we're out of those. And some just regular parsley. And I need some more garlic. Oh, 24 hours. I'm going to soak it in cold water for 24 hours. That's not going to be... I'm going to have to make something else. Just scratch that. Hello. I'm going to make bearabrith and butter pudding. I don't know how to pronounce it. Bearabrith. It's Welsh. Who knows how to pronounce Welsh? It could be bearabrith, barabrith, barabrith. Anyway, so I need a loaf of barabrith, and it's a tea bread. And so you're going to have to go to the Scottish Bakery, I think. It's down, I think it's on Oak, and you have to go down to Marine Drive. And we need some more butter, some more eggs, some more cream, some more milk, some more sugar, and some whiskey. I think we have some whiskey left, actually. An orange and some brown sugar and some dried apricots and some ginger, fresh ginger, not dried. And it says that it should be served lukewarm with apricot sauce, and a whiskey or vanilla ice cream is an excellent accompaniment. So maybe if you go to Mario's, they would have whiskey-flavored ice cream. Or you might have to go to that other place over by commercial. And it says, go big and rich with a fortified muscat from the Mediterranean. So you might have to go to the specialty store for that. Maybe that pasito di Pantelleria, we had that at the wine tasting. Okay. See you later. Bye. Okay, Peter Cordemarsh. I'm really in a hurry, so I'll say this really quickly. I'm going to make potted venison, so I need a really fresh roasted loin of venison. I don't know if it's deer hunting season or not, but it needs to be really, really, really fresh. So I don't know if you know anyone who has a hunting license, but we need it, and I need it by tonight. And I also need the spices to go with it. We don't have a proper spice grinder. You know what's really good for grinding spices is an electric coffee grinder. So maybe you could pick one. I don't know. Maybe you'd have one at the bay or something that you could pick up because I need to grind. And we need some mace. We don't have any mace. I don't even know what mace looks like when it's not ground. And some ginger and some cloves. Okay, I think we've got cloves. And it says tremendously rich with the texture of pork roulette. This dish combines naturally with some majestically peppery undertones of muscular northern Rhone wines. So he says that a Cornas 1997 Chapoutier would be good. I don't know. They might have that at the specialty. You might have to go to Marquis for that or something like that, or Liberty. We need it. Okay. I don't know, I'm just craving Welsh food lately. So we need a selection of Welsh cheeses. The cheese ladies might have them. Or maybe they'd order them in for us. That's down on West 10th. Les Amis du Fromage or Les Amis du Fromage. And we need a Bramley apple. I wonder if they could order us apples with the cheese, because I know there's that great store in Covent Garden, and they sell both apples and cheese, and they're really good. There's the good breeds. Like, we need a Bramley apple. It has to be a Bramley apple. And it says a Cox's apple as well. So maybe they would order them for us. And just some phyllo pastry. And then we need an off-dry chenille blanc. And He suggests a Vouvray 1998 Domaine de la Robinière from the Loire, which I think would be really good. So maybe your dad has one in his cellar. Okay, bye. Well, Alice can't have her purple merengue party, so we're going to have it. And we need some merengue sausage. We need some of that dried shark's fin for the soup. I don't know where you're going to find that. And some of that purple mustard to go with the color theme. It has to be purple, like the stuff that we saw in Germany. And I guess we're going to have port and some Valrhona chocolate and fresh violets. We need fresh violets, not the African violets. They're too fuzzy. You know, the other ones. Okay. Canned peas and carrots. Has to be from Mexico. Gruner Veltliner, dolce latte, pumpkin seed oil, deep fried bread, tiny little tiny 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 baby squid, squidlets, squid ink, lingonberry juice, dolce latte, mushy peas, iced Russian caravan tea, Welsh rarebit, Yorkshire pudding filled with sausages and gravy. Risotto.